USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully, by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
The president spending his weekend at Camp David. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has passed a $3 trillion HEROES Act to help deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus.
A $3 trillion liberal wish list is not a serious proposal.
This isn't a wish list. If it's a wish list, it's for the working class people.
Senate Republicans and the White House say the bill is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
A senior State Department official confirms President Trump has fired the State Department internal watchdog. Inspector General Steve Lenick has been removed, and Ambassador Steve Accard, a career Foreign Service officer, will be replacing him. Lenick did play a role during the impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine, requesting a meeting with congressional Democrats and handing over documents related to the State Department and to Ukraine. The administration is also reportedly considering resuming U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. Sources say the United States will likely reduce future funding to match the level of China's contribution. That's roughly about $40 million. That would be down significantly from the U.S.'s previous investment in the WHO, which was about $400 million annually. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Some NFL facilities are opening with restrictions. USA's John Hunt has details.
NFL facilities can begin reopening Tuesday in cities and states that will allow it, League Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a letter to team executives. He said, "This is the first phase of reopening. It's an important step in demonstrating our ability to operate safely and effectively even in the current environment." The reopening would generally prohibit coaches and players from being at the facilities, and on-site retail and ticket sales are not yet allowed, but workers must undergo infection control training, and team facilities can only operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 75 people. The season was scheduled to begin September 10th, but that date is now unclear. Governors in Arizona and Florida have said major sports franchises could revive games in their states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Laura Hogue, a lawyer for the two white men accused of killing a black man in Georgia, says there's a different story about what happened.
There are a number of videos that have been released. There are a number of photographs. There are a number of records. All of those will have to be assimilated and, importantly, timelined, so that every single second, our hope is, will put together the truth of what happened on the 23rd.
A short video was released, taken by a security camera in December, but it's not clear if that person is Ahmaud Arbery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.